Little Chewbacca, or Little C as he was affectionately known by his keepers, arrived at the Cheetah Conservation Fund in 2007 when he was approximately a month old. After being found on a farm without a mother, a kind little boy picked him up and hid him in his bedroom, sharing his food with him. Unfortunately, cheetah cubs grow very fast, and it quickly became apparent that food rations were going missing. Luckily, the family made a good decision, and rather than keeping Little C as a pet in their home, they called CCF to come and pick him up. But without the help of that brave little boy, Little C probably wouldn't have survived. When he first arrived at CCF, having lost his mum and being in a strange new place, Little C was very nervous and scared, as could be expected. He spent the first couple of nights in a small nursery room to settle in with Dr. Bruce Brewer sleeping in a bed next to him. Little wasn't sure what to make of his new environment and home, and especially that strange creature sleeping in the bed next to him. But after some gentle coaxing, he grew brave enough to jump up onto the bed one night and found that Dr. Bruce was not a bad substitute for a mum, even though he did look a little bit different. Even after meeting other keepers and other cheetahs, Dr. Bruce was always Little C's mum and would always greet him at the fence with purrs, even while ignoring the rest of us. Little C was named after Chewbacca, one of the first orphan cubs that lived at CCF. Typically, male cheetahs will live together in coalitions with their brothers when they get older and normally do not like other males. Chewbacca was 12 years older than Little C, which is a big age difference. But Little C had his heart set on being his best friend. Their enclosures were next to each other, and Little C would often be found playing and lounging next to Chewbacca. With his age and wisdom, Chewbacca allowed Little C to settle into life at CCF, which in turn Little C would pass on to two younger cubs, Undunge and Shunga. Together with another male named Ron, Little C, Undunge and Shunga formed a strong coalition and lived together their entire life. Because we called him Little C, he had to prove us all wrong by growing into one of the largest cats we had at CCF. Weighing nearly 50 kilograms and with his dark fluffy coat, Little was a beautiful cheetah. Guests would often marvel at his size and his speed during our cheetah runs, where the cheetah chased a mechanical lure. Little would walk out into the run pen and had his ritual where he would hide behind a tiny rock, watching and waiting for the rag to go past him. The rock was about a quarter of his size, and while all of us could clearly see him, he thought he was the most sneaky, stealthy cheetah in the whole world, hunting his rag. We never told him otherwise. Whoever was running the lure when he ran needed to have good reflexes, as he would suddenly dart from his hiding spot and nearly outpace our motor running at about 60 kilometres an hour, showing off beautifully what cheetahs are meant to do, not just running but flying, with his ears pinned back and his tail streaming out behind him. He knew he ran well and would always look to his keepers to give him extra treats after he caught the rag, not when wanting to let go of his prize, and still we gave in and gave him more. While cheetahs in our care are considered captive animals, we are lucky to be able to provide them with large, quite natural enclosures. CCF is situated on a wildlife reserve, and we are constantly surrounded by wildlife, including wild cheetahs. We do regular enclosure maintenance and check our fences on a regular basis to make sure that no animals are getting in or out. However, it can still happen. In the early hours of the morning, two wild male cheetahs broke through the fence into Little C's and Ron's enclosure. There was a fight, and Little sustained fatal injuries. The veterinary team tried everything that they could, but it was decided that the best decision for Little C was that he was euthanized with no more pain or suffering. It was a devastating and sudden loss to our team, and especially to Dr. Laurie Marker and Dr. Bruce Brewer, who had looked after Little C for his entire 14 years at CCF. He touched many lives in his time here, and while we wish we could have spent a few more years with us, we know saying goodbye was the best thing to do. He will be greatly missed, but we will continue to carry out his legacy, saving cheetahs and changing the world in his honour.